This is... Oh, God.
You
want to pronounce that?
Which one? That one or...?
What's your name, man? Villa...
Villami.
Villami Tofu?
Tofui.
Tofui, okay. And you are the chef de mission from Tonga. And Tonga has one athlete here?
Only just one athlete.
And did he qualify or wild card?
Wild card.
Wild card. And he's doing athletics?
Yes.
Which event? 100 meters, 200
meters? Track, flowing, discus. And
discus, okay, discus. And what classification?
F44.
F44, okay. And he, man, help me out.
Yes.
Ask a question.
Has he still performed already? He's,
he's done?
He's finished?
Yes, he's finished last night.
How well did he go?
According to his first event, big improvement.
Mm-hmm.
I said, not really in the field, but his confidence that he did show up last night.
Yeah.
Big improvement.
To being before the big crowd.
Yes, I think you can notice how it goes with the first time to be in a crowd like this. His first time was the only Pontiara for a game, but it's a total different story compared from our four events to the Paralympic Games.
How does he? Where does he train in Tonga? Does he have proper athletics training facilities that we would think of in, say, Australia? Or is he, like, on a grass sort of non-formal athletics field?
Oh, I think we have normal, but it's not the same here, like the gym that we have.
Yeah.
We only just have one gym, and I think it's going to be a big problem because it's staying a bit far from where the gym is, and so it's hard to get his training session goes normally on the type of the... Yeah.
Are you optimistic about him qualifying at non-wildcard for Rio? Do you think he'll stick with it? So we can qualify under based on the qualifying standards as opposed to wildcard? Will he continue to be involved with athletics into 2016?
Hopefully, but I think he's, our next step is to looking forward for the next game.
Yeah.
Will be, we have a national games where we have to select our team for the Arafura games, and from there to the Arafura games, and we see how improvement he is with the other athletes.
Do you have more athletes that you're hoping to bring up?
Yes, we dream of it, we think of it, and we are now focusing for the
other programs. Is it in athletics, or have athletes from other sports? The sports, there's so running and...
So you don't do powerlifting or anything else?
No, we haven't started yet.
Table tennis?
Table tennis, we didn't have any competition before, but we only have some wheelchair. They start introducing how to play the table tennis. Yeah.
Is there anything that the vague question that we should know about Paralympic movement in Tonga really quickly?
Our Paralympic has been started in May 2003, and we without any office, so I think it's a big improvement that we have on 2008. Have our own office without any interference from any other organization like the Ministry of Sport or our National Olympics. So we work together, but not for them to overrule our Paralympics. So after the Paralympics of 2008, we independent, and now we start to grow now.
Where are you getting most of your funding for?
We have some few local funding, but it's very limited.
Government or sponsorship?
No, we don't have any from the government. But it's one of our target this coming years.
Yeah.
That we, before Rio, that we have to push on with the government and also the our Olympic, National Olympic, to work together to until Rio.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. I know you're
yeah,
pressed for time.
Busy.
Thank you.